My name is Brian Kamenker. I live in a Boston suburb with my wife and two children, both in the public schools. A year ago, all the public schools in my town hosted a traveling exhibit described to parents as multicultural families helping fight racism. My son's class spent a great deal of time with it. One evening I went and looked at it, and I saw a few photos of biracial couples, but then photos of homosexual couples. There were accompanying descriptions, supposedly written by children, describing how they were all working to cure their parents of their racist and homophobic sentiments, since all types of families are good. None of this had been described to parents. When I complained, a school official dismissed me as being intolerant. Then one day I was looking through my 11-year-old daughter's health class workbook. I noticed that one of the stated goals of the course was that the children should, quote, appreciate and take pride in your sexual orientation. What's that all about? The principal told me he supported the course and saw no reason to ask that any changes in it be made. A local high school, both last year and this year, had Gay Appreciation Days. Parents found their children coming home with pamphlets saying, if you've never slept with a person of the same sex, how do you know that you wouldn't prefer that? That same day, English and math classes were taken to assemblies on transgender issues, that is, describing as completely normal people who have sex change operations and men who dress as women, and also assemblies where children are encouraged to come out as homosexuals. Parents who complained were told that, quote, they just didn't understand, and that this isn't about sex, it's about civil rights and tolerance. These same stories have been heard from all over Massachusetts. At a high school near Gloucester, parents complained an English class had their kids writing about gay behavior. In Concord, parents found out their students were being taught gay history in social studies class. In Needham, parents found out that kids had been taken to an assembly on homosexuality. They were told that it was just to promote student safety. The state of Massachusetts works with a national homosexual activist organization called GLSEN, the Gay and Lesbian Straight Education Network, not only to promote these activities, but in addition to fund so-called gay-straight alliance clubs in public schools across the state. GLSEN has set up over 700 of these clubs nationwide, and over 185 of them are in Massachusetts. These clubs are set up to attract troubled kids. They present an image of being cool and give the kids a new identity. They are told that they are troubled because they're really gay. They're invited to gay events such as campouts and proms and other activities. These clubs are purposefully organized to keep parents or any outsiders from knowing what goes on. I was told by one school principal that parents are specifically not told about their children's participation in any gay-related activities. One mother from a western suburb told me how she found out that her son had been involved with these gay-straight alliance meetings, and that she found out that the kids had been watching an R-rated movie about two boys having a love affair. No one at the school would talk about it, although it was not denied by the officials. She also found other provocative homosexual-oriented materials in his room from the gay-straight alliance clubs. The principal would not look into it, nor would any other officials. It was suggested that maybe she was homophobic. She and some other parents went to the governor's office and appealed to him for someone to talk to them about this. No one from the governor's office would talk to them. A Department of Public Health official finally listened to them, but afterwards would not return her calls. Later, the Boston homosexual newspaper, Bay Windows, hearing about these parents going to the state house, published a blistering article warning that bigoted homophobic parents were trying to endanger the money for the state's gay school clubs. Each year, Governor Paul Cellucci budgets $1.5 million for his Governor's Commission for Gay and Lesbian Youth. Made up of homosexual activists from across the state, this commission has used the Safe Schools mantra and state money to persuade schools all over the state to accept the clubs and the activities. Parents and others who offer any criticism about the programs are regularly accused of homophobia and endangering student safety. In addition, the governor's commission does much of his work directly through the Massachusetts Department of Education and other agencies, we're finding out. On March 25, 2000, the Massachusetts Department of Education, the governor's commission, and GLSEN co-sponsored a statewide conference called Teach Out. Scores of gay-friendly teachers and administrators from around the state attended. They received professional development credits from the state of Massachusetts for attending. Among the goals were to build more gay-straight alliances in Massachusetts and expand homosexual teaching into the lower grades. Teenagers and children as young as 12 were encouraged to come from around the state, and many were bused from their home districts. Homosexual activists from across the country were also there.